Hello, I would like to start this conversation. That's what this is going to be for me, is conversations really with myself. This podcast is for me, genuinely. And I would just like to share it with anyone who's willing to listen, I guess. I had many ideas of what I wanted to do, many ideas of what kind of podcast I wanted to create, and in those ideas, I found myself thinking a lot about everyone else, about their perspectives and their point of views, and how what my content would say or mean to certain people, and how certain communities would take that. And I'm just really trying to learn how to navigate being myself in a world where being yourself can be complicated. So I guess the first conversation that I want to have with myself is, why do I find that I can't find a balance between appreciating other beauty and loving my own beauty, like truly loving my own beauty? I grew up being told, she's so pretty, she's so cute, what a beautiful girl. But I've also been told the opposite many times. And I've received comments based on the way that I look that have been really negative as well. And I wish that those words didn't have power over me, but unfortunately, because some of those words came from people that I really love and trust, it unfortunately has really changed and shaped the way that I had felt about myself and feel about myself. And I guess I'm also starting this podcast to really try and have everything on the table and go through what has affected me, why has it affected me, and how to not let it have a hold on me anymore, and to address a lot of the situations that I have gone through. The trauma, and really just, I don't know, hone in on it and see how I dealt with it then and how that carried over into my adulthood, because there was no one there to tell me. Sorry, got a itch. There was no one there to tell me how to navigate and how to respond, and like, no one's gonna hold your hand in life that way, but some people have more tools, and some people just don't have to face certain things. I do want to put on the table, I am a woman of color, I identify as female, so she and her work perfectly fine for me. Gender identity is still something that I haven't really explored, but I feel very confident in my gender, as confident as one can feel not diving too deep into something, I suppose. With that, I was touching on being a woman of color as well. I am mixed race. I'm not gonna say exactly, I guess, what I am. That sounds weird. What I am, simply because I only have an idea of what I am, and I don't really know where and how far and how many individuals were involved in my DNA. I will say that my father's side is from Central America, which is the little strip between South America and right under Mexico. And on my mother's side, from Canada, but also from Jamaica. I unfortunately am only learning now more about my heritage. I was raised by grandparents on my dad's side, so I'm very disconnected, very, very disconnected from my mother's side, which means I'm also very disconnected to that part of myself, and only now learning to navigate that part of me and my identity, and what does that mean to me, and how does that change how I feel about myself. With that said, I feel like the conversation I really wanted to have that really pushed me to hit record was, I was scrolling on Instagram, as a millennial does. Hair flip. Oh, you can hear my earrings, maybe. Not all millennials scroll through Instagram. This is a disclaimer note. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. But there came a point where I had to change my feed. And, sorry, not my feed? Not my personal feed, but, like, what I scroll through. What I'm subscribed to. When I started Instagram, you know, I feel like I started like anyone else. It was a new app, and it's like, oh, you just post little photos to update, about yourself, your life, I guess, and whatever you wanted it to be, whether it was your art or, I don't know, it was whatever you really wanted it to be. When Instagram was new, it was just available to everyone and anyone. And when I started, my feed was mostly people that I had gone to high school with, people around me at the time, including my ex and a few friends that I had made, in a place that I had moved to that I was really, 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 really miserable in. And then on top of that, I was following very, very beautiful, thin, white models. Because I am from Tumblr, it was very normal to follow very pretty people. However, it was really unfortunate because Tumblr girls were only one body type at the time. And this is before a lot of what we're experiencing now, which is really beautiful, which is body positivity and inclusivity. As you all know and probably have seen, there's still some trial and error there, and we're all still trying our best to navigate and learn about that. But unfortunately, before that, there wasn't that space. And for myself, I honestly don't know my exact measurements and whatnot, but I'm approximately 5'6". I hope. I always thought I was taller. I'm not. I'm quite curvy. I got boobs really young. I was one of the first, and actually a girl in my class had made a comment in gym, and she's like, why aren't you wearing a bra? Like, your boobs are everywhere. That's pretty gross. And it wasn't the first time someone had made a comment about my body that I didn't invite, I didn't ask for, and I wasn't ready for. And I didn't realize that my body was going to be this thing that people consistently had an issue with, despite me not picking it. And despite my best efforts also in other times to change, erase, and hide it, which is something I'll probably talk about. Sorry for the long pause. It's just, you know, when you remember those things, they still hurt. And as much as, like, I don't want those things to have power over me, they did at some point. And growing up, you learn to navigate through that. But anyway, so I have a very, very different body type than what Tumblr girls had. Because of that, I also had my own issues with eating disorders. And I still struggle to this day with body dysmorphia. I will say that I, at least in my opinion, I don't know, in a professional's opinion, that I am recovered from my eating disorders. But however, I still struggle with body dysmorphia. And that's something else I wanted to get into, was because when I started Instagram, like I said, I was following one type of person, and like I thought they were so beautiful, because they are. They're really, really beautiful people. But I was not them. I did not see myself in them. And no matter how hard I tried, I really, really, really tried. And it was super, super damaging, because my body wasn't meant to go through the things that I put it through, trying to make it something that it wasn't. Fast forward through a lot of hard times, a lot of ups and downs, to today. Like I said, I was scrolling through Instagram, and that's what pushed me to hit record, was that my feed has changed completely. Like, this was 5 years ago, perhaps, when my Instagram looked like that, and it was like that for years. And honestly, the change didn't really happen until a year ago, I would like to say, or maybe two, which would be really beautiful if it was longer. But now I find that I'm following a lot of really, really beautiful colored women and individuals and POCs in general, not just women, but a lot of people that look more like me when it comes to body type, hair type, and eyes, and like all these things. They really, really, really mattered. The problem is, because I'm mixed, I am a light skin. I am mixed passing as well, and that is a privilege. That is a really, really big privilege that I acknowledge. And I try really hard not to overstep, even though I don't know what I'm overstepping, and I don't know when or where I am, because it's also my DNA, my identity, like who I am. Sorry, I'm having a really hard time because it's not something I've been really open about, except I've been really strong in saying that I am Black, because all my life I've been called Negra, or the Black friend, the Black girl, like, always had that label, despite my privilege being light skin and mixed passing. I grew up in a very conservative place in Canada, and growing up, I was definitely always the only colored one in my group of friends, which, yes, now I know, looking back, is not healthy, is not okay, and especially when a lot of them would say the N-word, or, like I said, call me the Black friend, as if, like, that's an okay thing to say. Again, however, though, I'm stuck in the middle, because I don't want to overstep on those who are less privileged than me, those who suffer more, and those who have had to carry so much more as well, and continue to fight and continue to struggle. And As you can see, I get really caught up, I guess, in between the two. And I'm so sure someone else can relate. Oh, sorry if you can hear that. My neighbor's corgi. Super cute. Gets a little barky sometimes, but he means well. He's just protecting his owner. Sorry. On that note, being so many things at once, but being unaccepted in so many different areas at once has made me feel really lost. In the place that I grew up, I didn't have any Black friends. I was friendly with the Black people in my school, and they were really sweet, but they never saw me as one of them. And I don't want to say one of them, that sounds terrible, but I'm also not one of the white kids. Like, I'm not one of them either. But, growing up with Latin grandparents, I also went to a Spanish-speaking church, and I experienced an atrocious amount of racism and criticism on the way that I looked. You know, everything from being called gorda, negra, fea. The list went on. Sorry. The list went on. And I didn't know where I fit. And scrolling through Instagram and seeing all these really, really beautiful people living freely, finally, you know, like expressing themselves freely and being able to find beauty in their Blackness, being able to show Black excellence and all these other things, which I'm so happy that those things are finally coming out to light for everyone to see. But being in between the two, I don't know where I stand, and I don't know what to feel, I guess. Like, I feel what I feel for me, and so on. But like I said, I don't want to ever overstep any boundaries, and with issues like blackfishing as well, and blackface still an issue, even though I am Black, I still remind myself of my privilege. And so I guess I've become afraid of trying at all to be a part of that community, because when I was younger, I wasn't invited in, which is fine. It's not my place, unless these people feel safe and I am someone they want around, you know, like they don't owe me anything. Like, maybe they just don't like me as a person, or we don't vibe, or whatever. Like, it never had to be about the way I looked, but unfortunately, that's just how I felt. And I guess that's another reason why I'm having this podcast for myself, is to really address, is this something I'm just seeing or just feeling because of I'm manifesting it that way, or is it genuinely like an issue out there? Like, if you yourself have felt this way, I would really love to hear from those people as well. Please forgive me, this is my first recording ever of anything, which is funny because I have huge plans to record different podcasts. But yeah, I guess if you're in the middle of so many things, how do you carry yourself with pride without overstepping boundaries? and being sure of who you are still too, and not getting lost in the success and beauty of others simply because of trends or the way they look or what is being sold. And how do you make yourself known as, I don't want to say an ally, actually. Like, I feel like I just went in the wrong direction with that, because I'm always working on trying to be the best ally, and I don't mean just to one community. I mean to several communities, because this world is full of so many beautiful different people. But how do I celebrate my different? How do I love my different when I've just been put down in so many ways? I know every day that I get dressed, I put on my makeup, and I walk out into the world, every day, where are you from? What are you? Are you mixed? Are you half and half? I'm just trying to be prideful again of who I am, who I'm becoming, and also trying to be aware of those who come from marginalized groups and those who are more oppressed than myself because of my privileges. How do I navigate the world? And like, I have been up to this point, but I want to do better for myself. Again, this is a selfish project, I guess. And I feel like everyone should find something to be selfish about within themselves. You're important, and the way you feel is important. And I hope that I get better at this. But I also hope that if you are listening and you do hear this and you're like, hey, oh my god, me too, I hope you reach out. I have an email I can be reached at. So there's going to be a little bit of tapping. I just made a new email just so it's not connected to it's not connected to anything. I think my iCloud is connected to something, but I'm pretty sure it's connected to also an old Instagram I don't use, or my old work one, which has been abandoned and I can't log in. But yeah, sorry, if you are hearing this, and like I said, if you find that this relates to you in any way, or maybe you just have something you can teach me, or you can add to this conversation, please feel free to email me. That sounds very professional. At honeybeeautumn@icloud.com. All one word. No spaces, no underscores, nothing. And just spelt the way it sounds. Honeybee and autumn, like the season. AUTUMN. And thank you if you got this far. And thank you for listening. Bye.